Welcome to the Make Disciples podcast, a short weekly podcast where we will share topics, ideas, and resources useful to you in your effort to follow Jesus as a disciple. Well, welcome back to another episode of the Make Disciples podcast. My name is Dan Rober, and joining me in the podcast studio today is Bob Burton. Bob, great to have you here with us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
And I'm pretty sure this is your first time here on our podcast.
It is a back room kind of person. I don't like to be sitting in the front row.
Well, we're glad that you're here with us for this one anyway. And you're here because you bring a lot of expertise for this particular episode. We're in the middle of a series talking about ways that our congregation can serve. You know a lot about our topic today, the Northside Community Center. So we're going to get into that together. But Bob, we've been talking a lot about the Northside Community Center of late because we're thinking about our eventual transition to that new facility. If people have been living under a rock, maybe they aren't aware of that, but we're talking about eventually moving there. But let's say someone has been living under a rock and they aren't familiar with it. So if anyone isn't familiar with it, what is what's the dream? What's the desire behind our move to the Northside Community Center?
Actually, it started way back in 2005, the church, we had a vision summit, and basically it centered around reaching our community through service. And so we daydreamed and we said, what are the things that our community, how could we serve them? And we thought of things like after school programs, summer camps, would we have an amphitheater? Would we have a casual place just for the community to hang out? Would we have free internet? Because a lot of people couldn't afford to have high-speed internet.
Yeah, that's a big deal, especially in 2005.
Cool. And so we were looking at, well, how do we have a fitness center? Of course, recreation. So back in the, I'll call it the dreaming time frame. And so from the Vision Summit, I look back at some papers that I had, and in 2017, the dreams began to take some legs. And in 2018, we opened the community center. And when we opened, many of these dream items became reality. We had walking trails, picnic areas, soccer fields, children's playground, a dog park came out of the dream. It came somewhere after 2005. We had a disc golf course, concessions, and air-conditioned restrooms. That's something you don't find a lot at parks around town.
I never thought about that, but yeah.
If you think about you're there with your little ones and they need changing, and, you know, air-conditioned restrooms are kind of nice to have. Also, out of the dream came the actual community center building. We had a junior high-sized gym. It had locker rooms, restroom facilities, had a cafe. We had multi-purpose meeting rooms with sports floors. So near the start, we've had aerobics going on. We have a small fitness center. We have two different groups that teach karate. And we actually have multi-purpose rooms that other churches rent. There's a church in town, and they do Wednesday night prayer meeting at the center. And their youth group meets on Friday nights. And then again, we've got organizations that we support, like Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They use our fields. Young Life meets at the center on, I believe it's Tuesday nights now. There's a lot of things that we're doing now that were just dreams then. And we envision also providing things that the county and city parks and recreation don't have. For example, met with them multiple times and asked them, what kind of plans do you have? And at the time, they had plans to build a baseball park with multiple baseball fields. So we crossed that off our list and said, no, the city and county is going to do that. Let's do something for our community that they have no plans to do.
That's all great. And I know I, for one, have been a beneficiary of this because my kids have played on the soccer fields, and we've certainly been on the playground dozens of times, and thankful for air-conditioned bathrooms as well. That's a great thing. So all of these things are great avenues for service, and I hear your heart in this. Behind all this is Wildwood wants to be a church that serves our community. But let's say that someone is new here. They're hearing about all of this for the first time, and they're interested in serving through the community center. Well, what sort of things could they do?
One of the primary things where we use volunteers is in concessions. You don't have to have a lot of knowledge about anything going on, except we have an iPad and a cash register. And about 32 Saturdays a year, so it's most of them, we have sports out on the recreation fields. And on any given Saturday, there's probably 1,500 people coming in and going.
Oh, wow.
And starts off at 8:30 in the morning, and that's usually when the four-year-olds are out there doing t-ball. And every hour, they raise the age, this organization called I-9. So they go all the way till 3 in the afternoon, and we'll serve a lot of hamburgers and a lot of hot dogs. And of course, we're selling them, but yet at the same time, we're offering a service and giving them a meal to feed a family of four that you couldn't get anywhere else for that price. And so concessions is a great area. And also, we're finding our parking lot's a little bit of a ways from our soccer fields. So we have a six-seat golf cart. We call it the golf cart shuttle. Usually it's teenagers driving it, but it can be anybody. And they just look for people with, you know, a lot of things in their arms, or look for somebody that's a little bit elderly. And then they just drive up and say, do you want to ride? So that's a great thing. Now, we also need volunteers when we do events. Right now, we do two major events a year. And one of the primary ones, sponsored by Wildwood, is the Easter Festival. That takes about 100 volunteers. We have bounce house monitors. We have food servers. We have people that, I'll call it our guest tent. We have grillers. There's a lot of need there. And then we do a fall event where we need about the same number of volunteers. Now, what's coming soon that will be, I'll call it a great place to volunteer, is going to be at our pickleball center. We're building 8 courts. We'll be actually have more courts than any other place in town.
Oh, wow.
We'll be able to hold tournaments. And right now, we plan on having probably 6 to 8 tournaments a year. And that will be a great opportunity for volunteers to help with registration, to help with giving out the t-shirts that, you know, participants would get. And then just on a day-to-day basis, checking people into the pickleball. And so just guiding people to the proper place and just being a host or hostess. Not complicated, just got to have a smile and be friendly.
Yeah, be a friendly face and not a lot of skills involved other than just being able to read a spreadsheet or whatever.
And I mean, we'll have a computer terminal there and they just look it up, tell somebody which court they're on.
That's great. So does pickleball have umpires or referees?
Not unless you're in a tournament.
Okay.
Now, the thing about pickleball, it's fastest growing sport in the country and it's a community type sport. Let's say you and I were going to go play tennis. And if we're going to play doubles, we would arrange who we're going to play with. And we would play with these other two people. And an hour and a half later, we walk away and we've talked to the other two people. Pickleball is rotational. Hmm. And so it's called open play. And I might have, per court, you can only have 4 people on a court at a time, but I might have 12 people for that one court. And so what they do is they rotate through. They have a rotational sheet. So this game I'm playing with you, Dan, and the next game I might be playing with a teenager. And that's another thing about pickleball that's great is intergenerational. We had a tournament there just last week, and I had high school kids partnering up playing with somebody 70 years old.
Oh, wow.
And it's also co-ed. It really is a community type thing. And you develop the people that are coming or developing a lot of friendship they never would have met unless they came out.
And that's the whole point of the community center, to facilitate those relationships. So that's great to hear.
Right. Yeah. Matter of fact, this last Saturday at the tournament, I had a gentleman come in and wanted to ask me about the facility and turned out to be the pastor of Morningside Baptist.
Oh, great.
He was just saying, this is great. he plays pickleball. He says, I wish we could do this, but we can't. So anyway, other churches, I think, really see what we're experiencing and that we're engaging people that I really wouldn't have met.
Yeah, that's exciting. So maybe we've sparked someone's interest here and they're interested in serving in any number of the ways that you mentioned. What would their next step be? How can they get involved?
Well, right now, the best thing is to either look on the church website and find my name, or you can actually call the center. It's 850-404-0035 and during the day. And we have two co-directors out there right now, Arch Rogers, a longtime Wildwood person, and then Devin Grant, a young lady that got her master's in sports management. We're the ones that would kind of say, okay, here are the needs coming up. And we're getting ready to come into a season starting the 30th of March. I'm going to have 8 weeks of needing 2 to 4 volunteers every Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And for the concessions and the golf cart. And it's a good thing, I find, where I've got some teenagers. The young ladies are great at this. Man, they are just so personable. And sometimes the guys get distracted, as young guys would.
As teenage boys do.
Teenage boys do. And so I love it when I get two or three teenage girls that want to serve in the concessions. And they're, as long as you can be friendly and know how to put a hot dog on a bun, you're in business.
There you go. Very good. Well, a lot of opportunities there, and just one of many that we want to talk about. So thanks so much, Bob, for being with us for this episode of Make Disciples Podcast. You did great for your first time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
And we will talk to you again for our next episode.
Thanks for joining us for the Make Disciples Podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, leave a review, and spread the word. This podcast can be found in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. This podcast is a ministry of Wildwood Church in Tallahassee, Florida. Please join us again for our next episode of Make Disciples.